positions before it's time to eliminate them.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, if the demand exists, for instance, I would cite one manufactured dwelling inspector. Once we identified the turn down, that individual elected to take a voluntary demotion into an investigator position. So, yes, we do try to find a place to use that resource effectively if the demand exists.
I don't know, Madam Chair, if I'm jumping ahead or not, but I got over onto the revenues page. And somewhere along the line, I hadn't noticed a 25% permit fee increase for electrical permits.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, yes, that's currently programmed in the budget. We've communicated with the industry regarding that. They're aware of our plan to raise permit fees by 25%. In response, they have submitted House Bill 3088. It's a bill that would raise licensing fees for licensed journeymen and licensed contractors. The industry feels that they would rather raise those fees than have us raise permit fees. And the agreement we've reached with them is, should House Bill 3088 pass, this fee increase will simply not be implemented.
Well, actually, I guess theirs wouldn't get passed on to the consumer, but somehow I have the impression that all this is going to get passed on to the consumer. Why do you need a 25% increase? I mean, it's a pretty sizable jump.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, a 25% increase is what's required to generate sufficient revenue to keep the program viable, driven primarily, as Satish had indicated earlier, 76.7% of our costs are related to personnel, and I believe it was 2 years ago that for the first time inspectors got a significant pay increase because we were simply unable to recruit and retain inspectors. So much of the increase we see in costs are related to increase in personnel costs.
Even with the good building situation that we've been in and remodeling increases and all of those additional permits, we're still behind?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, what we've seen in the construction industry is a flattening of demand. Past years, we've seen significant growth, but my recollection is, I am going from memory now, I think we saw a 2% turndown last biennium. We're expecting to see a 2% increase last fiscal year. We're expecting to see a 2% increase next fiscal year. So that's more or less a flat situation. Again, this revenue is required to keep existing personnel on staff to meet those demands.
What other fee increases aren't on these sheets?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I'm not aware of any fee increases that aren't on those sheets.
I think you've got for electrical here.
Chair Connor, members of the committee. Mr. Brewer, it looks like this electrical fee is not on that fee matrix. And with my understanding, it's because it's questionable.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that's because they weren't increased during the biennium, which is what the Senate Bill 333 requires us to show. This is anticipated to be increased during next biennium. So what we will do is go back and be sure that we have identified for you all the fee increases that are anticipated next biennium. But that's why they're not on that matrix at this point and not part of Senate Bill 5508.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, I wouldn't say okay. I'd be somewhat concerned about that. We are now budgeting for the next biennium, and if they're going to implement a fee 8 hours after this fiscal year closes that we're not aware of, I think that's a bit unusual for Ways and Means Committee.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that's why they're outlined here on this revenue page, is because we wanted you to know about it before we went into next biennium.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I would also offer that this is not a 25% permit fee increase on all electrical permits sold in the state. This is a 25% permit fee increase on those very unprofitable areas that the state serves. We're looking at no population centers. We're looking at areas such as Wheeler County, Wasco County. We are simply trying to...
Representative Butler, Chair, am I hearing you say that we're going into the rural parts of the state and we're increasing their permit fees by 25%, but we're not going into the urban areas to do the same thing?
Madam Chair...
I don't think you wanted to say that.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, no, that's not what I wanted to say. The Senator's correct. What I'm trying to say is that this permit fee increase is planned for the jurisdictions the division serves.
So the Tri-County area is also going to get a 25% increase?
Madam Chair, Senator Duke, our problem is that we serve those jurisdictions that aren't profitable for the local jurisdictions to serve, and they're usually the far-flung jurisdictions, the ones where it costs an awful lot to go out and inspect because of distances and because of staff time. So we would very much like to have all local jurisdictions pick up all inspection programs, but we can't. And so when we have to drive into Joseph in Wallowa County in order to do an electrical inspection, it's very expensive. So we have to charge those costs, and that's why the inspection fees on the work that we do have to be adjusted accordingly. My understanding is still, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, that we still are cheaper than most local jurisdictions because our salary rate ranges are lower than most jurisdictions. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we've lost dozens of inspectors to local jurisdictions because they pay substantially more than we do, or to the industry because with the good construction climate, the industry pays more than we do. So it's been very, very difficult for us to keep inspectors who are available to go out to, I don't know, the Owyhee country and up into Wallowa and down into the southern coast area where the local jurisdictions won't pick up those programs. So, yes, that, what we're saying is that the places where we inspect are the rural areas, and it's costs us in order to keep that program going.
Madam Chair?
I'm confused now. I thought I heard, Debbie, you saying that we are going to charge more in those rural communities, and I clearly heard Joe say, no, everybody's going to be paying more. I mean, it's not the fault of the folks in Joseph, Oregon, that your headquarters are in Salem. They didn't set that system up, and it's not their fault. And so if they're paying more for the fact that you chose Salem to be in, then that doesn't seem quite equitable to me.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I don't think I'm right.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I would first offer that we don't serve Joseph out of Salem. We serve Joseph out of our Pendleton office. Go there.
Why it's more expensive?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, again, I'd be happy to put together a comparative analysis of the division's electrical permit fees versus permit fees of other jurisdictions. I believe we still are very competitive, still are in many respects a bargain in that sense.
That's fine, Joe, but what I'm trying to understand, and I keep thinking I must have misunderstood something here, what I'm trying to understand is, are you charging more to inspect in Joseph, Oregon, than you do in Portland?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, the division does not inspect in Portland. Everywhere in the state, because of the assumption process...
It's find one close to the Tri-County urban area in which you do... It's close to it. Then they have to be in it, close to it. There must be something. St. Helens. Do you inspect in St. Helens?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, no.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, the division serves no population center. We serve only rural Oregon. We serve only...
You're going to be serving Astoria.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, we serve only those areas where the local... jurisdiction, the local government, has chosen not to assume the electrical program. So I believe even in the Astoria area, we serve Clatsop County. We do not serve the city of Astoria. So it's a very difficult concept, I believe, to get your arms around, but only those areas that are not profitable, that are not cannot offset their own cost, aren't fiscally viable, are the areas the state serves. At the same time, our permit costs are, again, I believe, significantly lower than many jurisdictions.
Are they different in those areas that you serve than they are in other areas?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I would have to do that analysis to say for certain. I believe they're lower.
Madam Chair and Senator Dukes, we do charge the same fee everywhere, if that's what you're asking. We charge the same fee in Joseph that we do in Clatsop County.
Exactly.
I just thought I was understanding that this 25% increase was only going to happen in the rural parts of the state, and that did get my attention.
And in a way, it is, because it's areas that are not financially able to have their own electrical infrastructure.
But since we... Since we manage a statewide system, I would have expected that we get a percentage of the fee in every part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have expected that an increase was an increase statewide in order to manage the entire statewide system. We are providing services for the Tri-County area, whether we go in and do the inspections or not. But perhaps we have two very different systems.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Senator Dukes, the fee is identical to a rural jurisdiction near that's performed by the Building Codes Division. But even in Portland, the 7% surcharge is still tacked on. To continue, and so when you get a 25% increase, that 25% increase is 25% plus 7%.
Not necessarily, Representative Butler, and that's one of the things hopefully they will have resolved tomorrow. I could be dead wrong, but I thought I was hearing two different things. One saying that it was only being assessed in the rural areas, which are the areas that they inspect.
Madam Chair,
that
Senator.
That's what got my blood pressure up, just as you were.
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, in a sense, that's correct, because this is a proposal to raise fees 25% in the state's jurisdictions. And the issues that the Senator is speaking to is exactly why when we informed industry of the plan to raise fees by 25%, they said, wait, we'd rather raise licensing fees, provide that revenue via that mechanism, and that would obviously mitigate any impact to the areas of the state we serve. So industry is aware of this issue, they're very sensitive to it, and have voluntarily stepped up to the plate and offered to generate the revenue necessary to keep the program afloat.
What's the license cost nowadays?
Madam Chair, Senator Dukes, I believe it's $125 for it's either a 2 or 3 year period, and I can bring that information back tomorrow.
So I was concerned when you mentioned about the jurisdiction you served, and you mentioned Wheeler County. It is not part of my district, but it is the only county I know that doesn't operate. Operates on a shoestring, and the shoestring is mighty thin. So when you say that the industry agreed to these increases to keep the industry afloat, was Wheeler County advised of that? Were they part of the discussions?
Madam Chair, I may have misspoke. I didn't mean to indicate that industry had accepted our proposal to increase fees. What industry proposed when they were informed of our proposal to increase fees was to raise licensing fees in lieu of the permit fees, to essentially raise the revenue by raising licensing fees for journey level workers and licensed contractors statewide. So we would be going through a public process, and that would be the time at which we would inform the county, so forth and so on, of the intent to raise fees.
Thank you. I just get really concerned when the county can't even pay, you know, sheriffs and law enforcement and public safety issues. And if they're informed of something like what you speak of, there are counties like Wheeler County that do not even have anyone to send to this side of the mountains to defend their concern. What I'm going to do is I want to close this part of the hearing and see if there's any public testimony, and hope that some of the questions that have arisen today, that you work closely with the members that have had those questions and get those things resolved. And also the subcommittee, I asked Representative Butler to work with you on the issues he had, and Lori, and who else? Senator Dukes, if you would do that, and subcommittee will... So we'll go forward from there tomorrow, and then I'll ask if no one signed up, but is there anyone in the audience that wants to participate in the public testimony process on this division? Okay. Anything further from the committee? Not. Thank you for your help today, and I'll see you tomorrow. We are adjourned.